This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of July, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, Shiv Baba doesn't expect his children to serve him when he grows old. He never becomes old. Only the father is the altruistic server. Question. How is Shiv Baba, the innocent lord, the biggest customer of all of the children? Answer. Baba says, I am such an innocent customer that I buy all your old things you have, and in return I give you everything new. You say, Baba, this body, mind and wealth are all yours. In return, you receive beautiful bodies and limitless wealth. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. They sing this song on the path of devotion. The Father tells you the meaning of all the songs that belong to the path of devotion. You children also understand who is called the innocent Lord. Deities cannot be called the innocent Lord. It is remembered that Sudama gave two handfuls of rice and received a palace in return. But for how long? For 21 births. You children understand that the Father truly does come and gives the people of Bharat palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. In return for what? Children say, Baba, this body, mind and wealth are all yours. All of this was given by you. When someone has a child, they say that God gave that child. They even say that God gave them wealth. Who says this? Souls. God, that is the Father, gave it. The Father says, you have to give everything to Baba at this time. In return, I will transfer you into beautiful bodies and give you limitless wealth. However, whom does he give that to? He definitely gives it to you children. You receive wealth for temporary periods from your physical fathers. The unlimited father gives us the unlimited inheritance. The father explains there is the difference of day and night between devotion and this knowledge. On the path of devotion, you receive everything for a temporary period. When you have wealth, you are happy. However, people without money experience so much sorrow. You children know that Baba gives you limitless wealth, and this is why you experience happiness. There is no lack of happiness in the land of happiness. They all have their own kingdom. That is called the pure household ashram. The father is so innocent. Just see what he takes from you and what he gives you in return. The father is such a good customer. A father is a customer of his children anyway. As soon as a child is born, all his property belongs to him. Other customers are limited, whereas that one is the unlimited innocent Lord. He is the customer of the unlimited children. The Father says, I have come from the supreme abode. I take everything old you have and give you everything new in that new world. This is why he is called the Bestower. There is no other bestower like that one. He does altruistic service. The Father says, "I am altruistic. I don't have any expectations. I don't say that it is the duty of you children to look after your old father, because I have looked after you. No. It is a rule that the children have to look after their father when he grows old. This father never grows old. He is always young. The soul never grows old. You know that a physical father hopes his children will serve him when he grows old. Although he gives everything to his children, he still takes service from them." Shiv Baba says, "I am beyond the effect of experiencing anything, a bhakta. I never eat anything. I just come to give knowledge to you children. The Supreme Spirit sits here and explains to you spirits. It is the Spirit who listens and does everything. The Spirit carries the sanskars, and on the basis of them, he receives a body. Human beings here have many opinions. Some say that each spirit, that is a soul, is God and is immune from the effect of action. They also say that souls are immune to the effect of action. If souls are immune to the effect of action, why do they say sinful soul and charitable soul? If souls are immune to the effect of action, it should be sinful body and charitable body. You now know that the spiritual father of souls is teaching you spirits through this body. They invoke souls. They say, 'The soul of my father came here and tasted this.' It is souls who taste everything. The Father does not say this. He is beyond experiencing anything, a bhakta. When a soul comes, it is the Brahmin priest who is fed. The soul has to enter someone. To feed a Brahmin priest is a common thing in Bharat. They invoke a soul and then ask him many things. Some of the replies they receive turn out to be correct. To feed departed souls is also fixed in the drama. You shouldn't be surprised about this. The Father tells you the secrets of the drama in a nutshell. He cannot give a detailed explanation of the drama. It would take years to explain about each one individually. You children receive such easy teachings. It is sung, 'O Purifier, come, come and purify us.' His name is the Purifier. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called the Purifier. Only the Father is called the Purifier and the Liberator. He is also called the Remover of Sorrow and the Bestower of Happiness. He is incorporeal. Go and see the Shiva temples and you will see an oval image there. He definitely existed in a living form, which is why he is worshipped. Deities also existed in their living forms, and this is why they are praised. Nehru existed in the living form, and this is why people keep a photograph of him and praise him. When someone has done something good in his lifetime, people create a statue of that one and praise him. Only pure ones are worshipped. No human beings should be worshipped. They shouldn't be worshipped because they are born out of vice. Deities are worshipped because they are constantly pure. You know that the Father came and has now come once again at this confluence age to establish heaven. Later, the kingdom of Ravan will begin in the Copper Age. When the kingdom of Ravan begins, they soon build a temple to Shiva. He is now telling you this knowledge in a living form. He is the truth and the sentient being. People sing his praise. The incorporeal one requires a body. The Father comes and makes this world into heaven. You make effort in order to rule in that heaven. You are becoming residents of heaven. The incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge. But how does he give this knowledge to you? He says, "I enter this body, for this is my part in the drama. I take support of matter. I enter this one who was number one and is now at the end of the last of his many births, and I name him Brahma. At first, when all of you were in the bhati, the furnace, many were given names. However, many left. So what was the benefit of giving them names? If you were to hear those names, you would be amazed. So many entertaining names were given all at one time. The trance messengers used to bring names. You should definitely keep that list. When sannyasis adopt renunciation, their names are changed. They leave their homes and families. You don't leave your homes. You come here to belong to Brahma, and you belong to Shiva anyway. You say, Bapdada. It doesn't happen like this for sannyasis. Although they change their names, they don't find Bapdada. They just meet a guru. Hatha yogis are limited renunciates, whereas Rajyogis are unlimited renunciates. Therefore, there is the difference of day and night. It is remembered, knowledge, devotion and disinterest. They too have disinterest, but they have disinterest in their homes and families, whereas you have disinterest in the whole world. They don't understand that the world changes. You have unlimited disinterest. This world has to end. A new world is being created for you. You have to go there, but you cannot go there without becoming pure. It touches your heart that there truly was the kingdom of deities in a new world. The Father is now establishing that. You know you will become charitable souls by remembering Shiv Baba. This is very easy, but you forget to remember him. The systems and customs of the path of devotion are completely separate. No one can return home yet. Everyone definitely has to take rebirth. There is only the one time to return home. To say that so-and-so attained eternal liberation is a lie. The Father says, no soul can return home in the middle of the play, otherwise the whole play would be ruined. Everyone definitely has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. So many people come here to attain eternal liberation, but it is explained to them that there is no such thing as eternal liberation. This drama is eternally predestined. It can never be changed. When a fly passes by here, it will pass by here in the same way in 5,000 years. You know how innocent Baba is. The Purifier Father comes from his supreme abode to play a part. He explains how this drama is created and who the main ones in it are. They have a directory of those who are the wealthiest in all the world. They have the names listed number-wise. You know who the wealthiest of all are. They say it is America. But you know that the wealthiest of all are Lakshmi and Narayan when they are in heaven. You are making effort to become the wealthiest of all in the future. This is a race. Would there be anyone as wealthy as Lakshmi and Narayan? They have even created a story about Aladdin's magic lamp. When he clapped, the treasures of Kuba emerged. They have created many varieties of such plays. It is now in your intellects that you will leave those bodies and go to heaven. You will receive limitless treasures. The Father says, "When you remember me, Maya will run away from you completely. When you don't remember the Father, Maya harasses you. You say, 'Baba, many storms of Maya come to me.' Acha, remember the Father with a lot of love, and the storms will fly away. They have just created plays, but there is nothing like that. Everything the Father tells you is very easy. Simply remember the Father, and the alloy in you will be removed. He doesn't give you any other difficulty. Pure souls who were real gold have now become false and will become real again in the fire of remembrance. Gold cannot be purified without it being put on a fire. This is called the fire of yoga. It is a matter of remembrance. Those people teach many different types of hatha yoga. The Father tells you, 'Remember me,' while walking and moving around. For how long could you sit in a particular pose and remember me? You have to stay in remembrance while moving around and doing everything. Even if you are ill, you can lie down here and remember Baba. Remember Shiv Baba and spin the cycle. That's all." They have then written that the person should be on the banks of the river Ganges with nectar on his lips. On the banks of the river Ganges, you will only find the water of the Ganges, and this is why people go and stay at Haridwar. The Father says you can stay anywhere. Even if you are ill, just remember the Father. Life should leave the body while you are spinning the discus of self-realization. Practice this. There is the difference of day and night between the things of the path of this knowledge and the things of the path of devotion. You will become the masters of heaven by having remembrance of the Father. Soldiers are told those who die on the battlefield will go to heaven. In fact, this is the battle. They have shown the armies of the Kauravs and the Pandavs. There was the Mahabharat war, but what happened afterwards? No result has been shown. They are in total darkness and don't understand anything. This is why it is called the darkness of ignorance. The Father has come to bring light. He is called the ocean of knowledge, the knowledgeful one. You have now received all of this knowledge. That is the incorporeal world where all you souls reside. It is also called Brahmand. People create a sacrificial fire of Rudra here. It is because you bring benefit to so many that you souls are also worshipped with the Father. You serve spiritually Bharat in particular and the world in general with the Father. This is why you children are also worshipped with the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to chase away the storms of Maya, remember the Father with a lot of love. Make your soul into real gold with the fire of yoga. 2. Become an unlimited renunciate and forget this old world. This world is changing, and you will have to go to that new world. Therefore, renounce this old world. Blessing. May you accumulate an income of multi-millions by being cautious at every step and thereby become a multi-millionaire. The Father cautions you children to stay in a very high stage. Therefore, now is not the time to be even slightly careless. Now, by being cautious at every step, by earning an income of multi-millions at every step, you will become a multi-millionaire. Just as you are called multi-million times fortunate, so make your actions become the same too. Let not a single step be taken that does not earn you multi-millions. Therefore, take every step according to Srimat, with a lot of careful consideration beforehand. Do not mix up the dictates of your own mind with Srimat. Slogan: keep your mind in order, and you will automatically have the stage of man above. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. In order to make your remembrance powerful while going into any expansion, let your practice of the stage of the essence be no less. In the expansion, do not forget the essence. Eat, drink and do service, but do not forget to be detached. Spiritual endeavor means to have powerful remembrance and to be in a constant relationship of the heart with the Father. Spiritual endeavor does not mean just to sit in yoga, but just as you sit physically, similarly your heart, mind and intellect must be connected to the Father and constantly sitting with him. Such concentration will ignite the flames. Om Shanti.